citizens all. I hear your anger and your pain on the loss of our dear leader. I understand your rage in seeing the man who has brought us to this point fallen, dead by our hands. If anyone here is truly a friend of his, really knew him, then I admit I've hurt you. My apologies. And yet, I see no one to say that he was good to you or kind. He had no compassion. He had no concept of freedom. His only purpose was to rule. My friends and I have brought him down. We have ended his horrible reign of forced subservience to his distorted values. It's not that I loved him any less than any of you. He was a friend of mine. Many times we've broken bread, and many times he has broken the backs of you. Of all of you, fighting for sustenance in his twisted, imagined freedom. Now, unlike your noble leader, now waiting to be buried, your new leaders believe in freedom of speech. And in this belief, I bring you someone to speak on behalf of the wretched ruler whose death has brought you liberty. I beg you all to stay and to listen to the words of Senator DiGallo before departing, so you can understand her grief that gave birth to your freedom. Then, I urge you to go back to your homes, open your hearts, and embrace our brave new world.
My fellow beings, today we stand at the precipice of darkness. A darkness that threatens to consume not just our bodies, but our very souls. For too long have we cowered beneath the shadow of tyranny, beneath the oppressive weight of an emperor who seeks to shroud our world in perpetual night. But I say, unto you, the time for fear is over. The time for silence has passed. For in the depth of our despair, there lies a spark of resistance, of defiance, of hope. It is the spark of humanity burning bright and unyielding despite the efforts of those who would see it extinguished. This evil emperor, this despot who seeks to enslave us, to strip away our freedoms, and blinds us to the beauty of the heavens above, he shall not prevail. For we are the guardians of light, the stewards of truth, and we shall not falter in our quest to vanquish the darkness that threatens to consume us. Look around you, my brothers and sisters. See the faces of those who have suffered under the heel of oppression, who have endured unspeakable horrors in the name of this false empire. They are not alone. We stand with them, shoulder to shoulders, hearts united in our righteous indignation. But let us not be consumed by anger, nor driven to despair. Instead, Let us channel our fury into action, our sorrow into strength, for it is only through unity, through solidarity, that we shall overcome. The time has come to cast aside our differences, to set aside pity and grievance, and stand as one against the force of darkness. Together, we shall defy the tyrant's wills. Together, we shall shatter the chains that blind us. Together, we shall reclaim our birthrights. The rights to live free, to gaze upon the stars, and marvel at the wonders of creation. For make no mistake, my friends, this is not merely a battle for our lives, but for every soul. The Emperor seeks not only to enslave our bodies, but to extinguish the light within us, to snuff out the spark of divinity that resides in our every human heart. But we shall not let it. We shall rise like the phoenix from the ashes, and we shall shine brighter than ever before. For in the end, it is not the power of emperors nor the might of armies that shall prevail, but the indomitable spirit of humanity, the spirit that refuses to be broken, that refuses to be dimmed. So let us go forth, my brothers and sisters, with head held high and heart ablaze with passion. Let us march together into the fray, knowing that though the road ahead may be long and hardest, we do not walk it alone. For as long as there is a breath in our bodies, as long as there is beats a heart within our chest, we should never surrender. We should never yield. For we are light that pierces the darkness, the hope that defies despair. And together we shall triumph, because we are the spirit. We are the warriors. We are here to keep the light shining bright. This was brought to you by ChatGPT, but also I want to highlight Jenner Zeno, who actually is the mastermind behind it. So is with the music, the inspiration is really, I would say, my inspiration when I'm doing those stories. So it brought the best and the worst out of me for the reason of being authentic and have those words, energy and power. That's what I'm looking as the word. I want to thank Jenner Zeno and Studio Stargathers for bringing this to life. This is the rising of our spirit. I'm going to call it the rising of our spirit. This is the battle from the light to darkness. And this is who we are. We are meant to be those warriors who will protect the light at all costs, regardless of the challenges, regardless of what we're facing, regardless of the evil that we are currently being challenged with. So I want to thank my beautiful friend, Jenner Zeno. This is brought to life by Emma DiGallo. Join us for more stories at the Studio Stargazer Imagination Theaters. Come home to studiostargazers.org. All my love. Emma's Universe Podcast.
My name is Fred Heater, and I wrote and performed the introduction piece entitled Death of the Emperor. You can find links to Fred's Front Porch Thoughtcast at studiostargazer.org. Thanks for listening.